December 16, 1929. How Jesus had need of nothing, possessing within himself the strength creative of all goods. How the divine volition is the bearer of all created things. The generative virtue. I was continuing my round in the divine fiat, to unite myself to all the acts done by it for love of us all, its creatures. But as I arrived at the point in which my lovable Jesus descended into the lowliness of the human acts, such as suckling the milk from his mama, taking food, drinking water, and lowering himself even to work, I felt amazed in seeing that Jesus, by his nature, had need of nothing, because, possessing within himself the strength creative of all goods, he could do without making use of the very things created by him. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, making himself seen and heard in my interior, told me, "My daughter, you are right that I had need of nothing, but my love, having descended from the height of the heavens to the lowliness of the earth, could not remain quiet nor still. I felt the irresistible need to let my love out, and to love in those very acts which the creature did by necessity. While I did them to let my love run toward her, and so be able to say to her, 'See how much I have loved you.' I wanted to descend into your littlest acts, in your necessities, in your work, in everything, to tell you that I love you, give you my love and receive your love. But do you want to know the primary reason for which I lowered myself so much in doing so many lowly and human acts? Necessity did not exist in me, but I did it in order to fulfill, in each act, the divine will. All things would present themselves before me for what they were in themselves, where they had come from, sealed by the divine fiat, and I would take them because it was wanted by it. It can be said that there was a contest between my divine will, which, by nature, as word of the celestial Father, I possessed within me, and my same divine will spread in the whole creation. So, in all things, I knew and saw nothing but my divine will. It was my food, my water, my work, everything would disappear from me, and it was always my divine will that I would deal with. And while my divine will would make me descend into the human acts of creatures, I would call all the human acts of each one of them, that they might receive the great gift of having my divine volition descend as prime act and as life of their acts. Oh! If creatures looked at created things for what they are in themselves, their origin, who it is that nourishes them and preserves them, and who the bearer is of so many things that serve the human life, oh! How they would love my divine will and would take the substance of created things. But they look at the exteriority of things, and therefore they attach their hearts to them, and feed themselves from the cortex of them, losing the substance present inside created things, which came out of us so as to let creatures perform many acts of our divine will. But, to my sorrow, I am forced to see that creatures do not take the food, the water, nor perform their work in order to receive and fulfill my divine volition, but out of necessity and to satisfy their human will. And my divine fiat is put out of their acts, while we created so many things in order to place our divine will as though in a bank in the midst of creatures. And by not using it, they keep it as though in a continuous act of bankruptcy. All the good which they should take if in all things they fulfilled and took my divine will, remains broken for them, and we remain with the sorrow of not seeing it as dominator and queen of all the human acts of creatures. Then, I continued my abandonment in the divine fiat. I felt the great need of it and of remaining always in its sea of light, never to go out. I felt it like heartbeat, like breath, like air that infused life in me and maintained in me the order, the harmony, the dissolving of my little atom within its divine sea. But while my little mind was crowded with thoughts of divine will, my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, there is no order, nor rest, nor true life, but in my divine fiat. In fact, the life of each creature, her first act of life, is formed within the womb of her Creator. And then, as a birth from us, we put it out into the light of the day. And since we have within ourselves the generative virtue, as a child of ours, it carries with itself the seed that generates. And with this seed the creature forms many other births. And as she keeps carrying out her life, she forms the birth of her holy thoughts, of her chaste words, of the beautiful enchantment of her works, of the sweet treading of her steps, of the refulgent rays of her heartbeats. And as all these births are formed from the creatures, they take their way to ascend to their Creator, to recognize Him as their Father, to love Him, surround Him by cortege, and form His long offspring, as our glory and that of our generative virtue. But in order for our generative virtue to fecundate, it takes our divine will, dominating in the birth come out of us, otherwise there is the danger for it to be transformed into a brute, and to lose the virtue generative of good. And if it generates, it generates passions, weaknesses, vice. And these not only do not have the virtue of ascending to us, but, on the contrary, they are condemned as births that do not belong to us.